Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Janet Conrad of Girls on the Run and Carrie Rich of Let Me Run about their programs at Washington schools. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Anyone that's interested can go to www.girlsontheruniowa.org and search for our Washington location. And the Girls on the Run race is an open 5K. So anyone that is willing and wanting to participate is able to pay and run it as a 5K. And the proceeds go back to the Girls on the Run program, which is, as I said before, nonprofit. So the money that they raise goes to scholarships to help girls attend that are financially unable to pay on their own.
Let Me Run, the website is letmerun.org, and you can go on there and put in your area zip code and search for your team. We're listed under the Eastern Iowa Corridor. We're listed under Lincoln Elementary, and you're able to sign up online that way. And I also have paper registration available to those that might not have internet access. And I can be reached at Lincoln Elementary starting Thursday.
And Girls on the Run has 20 spots available. And as of Tuesday, there are only 8 spots remaining. So at 20, we limit our numbers so our ratio for coaches and athletes can stay quite small.
Let Me Run has 28 positions, and we have 18 of those filled, so we're looking to fill 10 more.
Now, as we sit here before the program starts, for your vision for the program, once it's over, what do you hope those that participate take from their experience?
I hope that the girls will improve their confidence and become a good character for people around them, learning that they have learned strategies to get through daily life situations, to become better friends, and to be just kind of a good role model for people that are around them.
For the boys that complete Let Me Run, I also hope they, you know, have built up confidence and self-esteem in themselves. They're able to maybe reach out and help someone that they might not have, you know, been comfortable with before, that they're looking outside their box and they're able to just kind of enhance their life skills a little bit.
And this is a program that's, we've mentioned it, being affiliated with the school, but the community has also gotten behind. How has the community supported the program?
We have talked to some different groups and organizations and businesses in town and are trying to raise some money so that we can offer this program to some students and athletes in our district that would not be able to attend because of the financial situation. So Girls on the Run, we would like to thank this year the AM Optimist Club, the Ways Group, the Washington County Enrichment Foundation, and the Lions Club for their donations to Girls on the Run this year.
And Let Me Run has received donations from Premier One Supplies, Federation Bank, and the Washington County Hospital and Clinics that has helped tremendously with the reduction in registration fees.
And if any other community groups or businesses or organizations would still like to help out, how can they do that?
Money would be taken at any time to this program, as it's, we hope to continue the program for years to come. Mm-hmm. So the more money that is raised, the more girls will get to attend. So if anyone is interested in donating, they can contact me, Janet Conrad, at Stewart Elementary, or they can go directly to the girlsontherun.org website and donate directly through that.
With Let Me Run, I, Carrie Rich, can be reached at Lincoln Elementary or letmerun.org website. They take donations on there too. It can be bookmarked for this specific area.
Thanks to everyone that's supporting us, and we look forward to a great season.
Yes, thank you very much.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Janet Conrad of Girls on the Run and Carrie Rich of Let Me Run, talking about their programs at Washington schools. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Eulin with KCII News.